Gary Gaffney brought humor and empathy to his artwork and to his classroom as a longtime professor at the Art Academy of Cincinnati. He died in February, and the Art Academy is presenting an exhibition of his work and a concurrent exhibition by a former student who is currently the academic dean at the Art Academy. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about these exhibitions and Gary Gaffney's legacy as an artist and teacher are Art Academy Academic Dean and Executive Director of Academic Affairs, Sarah Stoller, SOS Art Founder, Saad Gozin, and Art Academy Graduate, Kendall Burns. Artist and Art Academy Graduate, Kendall Burns. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Thank you, Lucy.
Great to have you. Sarah and Kendall, Gary Gaffney influenced generations of students who attended the Art Academy. Tell us about him as a teacher and as a person. Sarah, do you want to go first?
Sure. Gary really helped me understand how to merge liberal arts with my studio practice. When I was growing up, I really struggled as a high school student and had a hard time with academics, which is interesting as the academic dean now at the Art Academy. He's the one who really opened up that world for me. He helped me understand how to interweave narrative into my work, how to fall in love with academic process, how to fall back in love with reading mythology. He was my mythology teacher.
Oh, wow. How about for you, Kendall?
You know, I often think about how the Art Academy really prepared me for my life beyond just being an artist. And Gary was a perfect example of like how that happened in that he taught these studio classes and I had him, you know, from the very beginning when I was a student, he was my first drawing teacher at the Art Academy. But then he also taught these academic classes and like I took a Lives in Science class where we read biographies of scientists and talked about how the scientific process was similar or different to, you know, creative processes. And it really, like I think about the academic classes I had with him as much as I think about the studio classes and how he really merged all those kinds of experiences into just talking about how to think, how to be critical of yourself and your processes and just how to like exist in the world. Yeah. And he just, there were no boundaries for any of that kind of ways of thinking.
Yeah. And I want to apologize. I said your last name incorrectly. It's Kendall Bruns, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
I was going to let it slide, but
yeah,
no.
We want to get it right. Sarah, I understand that Gary was a mentor of yours. Can you talk a little bit more about the influence he had on you as an artist?
Absolutely. I think as an artist, what I really want to drive home about Gary was that he helped me understand curiosity in my work, how to really think about world building, authenticity, and storytelling. He was a very patient man. He really was very gentle. He had high standards and he held us all to those standards, but he had a softness to him that I think made myself and all of his students feel very welcome and comfortable and really willing to open up and be the artists that we were striving to be. It's a sad and also wonderful story. Many moons ago, he said to me, you know, one day our dean is not going to be here. She'll retire eventually. Maybe you would like to come and come to the Art Academy. And I thought, me? Wow, what? That's such a compliment. I'm very saddened and thrilled to say that I was able to speak with him right after signing my contract and letting him know that I was now the academic dean at the Art Academy. So I hope that he was very proud of that and of me. And as I sit in this seat today, I really do credit him as being one of the many faculty at the Art Academy who held that space for me to grow.
Yeah. Kendall, I didn't go to art school, but I guess I imagine the most effective instructors are people who can help students find and refine their own voices and styles without trying to force them to become something else. Am I right about that? And is that something Gary was able to do?
Yeah, I think Gary, he didn't try to project any of his beliefs on you. You know, he had a varied background. So because I think he studied mathematics before he transitioned into art. And so he would talk about things like math and science or spirituality and art or love. He taught a class on love at the Art Academy at one point, when I was there. But it was always about listening and like coming to your own conclusion and questioning things. And I just want to echo what Sarah said about his calmness. Like I knew him for so long as a student, and then afterwards, I don't think I ever saw him angry. Like he was passionate for sure. But when you would talk to him, there was like a real connection of he's listening, he's 100% with you, and he wanted to know what you thought. And so that really allowed you to form your own perspectives and opinions, knowing that there's this person listening and connecting with you and caring about what you have to say was really important.
Yeah. Saad, for years, you've put on a major exhibition called SOS Art, and I understand Gary has been part of that effort. How did he encourage the artists who took part in your exhibition?
Well, I think that Gary wanted really to encourage every person and trigger in every person the best that can happen in that person. I remember he said once, we were talking and said, you know, art has transformed my life, and I would like to use art to transform the lives of others and give them that opportunity. So he was very, very positive and encouraging every voice and letting every voice grow and achieve the best. Now, when I met him, initially I was very interested in his art because I was touched by it. I was touched by not only his aesthetics, but also the spirituality that came through his work. And then, you know, we were both very interested in art for social work. And when SOS Art was founded, you know, in 2003, Gary right away became a member of it and joined the board of SOS Art. And we were all the time working together to find possibilities to include as many local artists as possible and give them a venue, give them an opportunity, give them a voice. And in this way, he was really wonderful. And it was wonderful to work with him through SOS Art because, you know, his mind was so broad. He was passionate. He was energetic. I remember one time he got a grant from the city of Cincinnati to use words on billboards and on magnets and so on. And one of the statements that he has on a billboard was, be amazed twice a day. And for me, you know, every time I will meet Gary, I will talk to him, I will be constantly amazed. He was really an amazing person in his mind, in the way he would really open horizons to you. And I think, you know, it is seen, you know, all the students who had him speak so much about him and how he encouraged them and helped them to grow.
We're talking about the legacy of Gary Gaffney and two exhibitions at the Art Academy where he taught for many years. Did you know Gary or his work? We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. We did get an email from Paul, and Paul writes, my friend and neighbor gave me this classroom poster of his 50 insights. Unlike the typical classroom sign that's rules and demands, cloaked criticism and threat aimed at students, it is uplifting challenges for the teacher. He was a good and great man. Our little neighborhood has lost two of our great trees. He's referencing Maya Angelou's When Great Trees Fall, Gary Gaffney, and Bill Schneier. And so this is a list of insights that I guess was in Gary Gaffney's classroom that he used to propel him forward. I do want to talk about Gary's art, but first I want to talk about these exhibitions that are coming up. Sarah, the exhibition, Gary Gaffney, Everything Else, opens August 22nd. It runs through September 26th. I've seen it described as a celebration of Gary. What kind of work will people see there? Will there be anything that surprises people who knew Gary?
Well, I was excited to see the work as it's coming in. It's curated by Matt Coors with help by Skip Cullen and Ian Hayes from the Art Academy. And I've been seeing the work come into the gallery. I can tell you what I'm most excited and surprised by are the very large scale drawings that are very complex. I know Gary's aesthetic, it is described beautifully by Saab in that it is kind of mystical and spiritual. There is an element of traditional drawing and really that kind of classic technical skill, but interwoven with a conceptual aspect to the work. There's collage. There are some three-dimensional objects. I'm most excited by the large-scale drawings.
Yeah. And your exhibition, Sarah, called Sarah Stoller Selected Works from the Grief Club, runs August 18th through September 26th. Tell us about the Grief Club, the kind of work that's part of the exhibition, and what inspired that work.
Yeah, so the type of art that you'll see in the show are traditional portraiture oil paintings, and there's some text-based work. It took me a while to arrive at text-based work, but considering that I'm showing alongside of Gary, and that was a fundamental core of a lot of his work, and so there's some block prints, there's work about feelings and grief, and some video art as well, and some takeaways, some edible art. The work is inspired by my mother, who is an arts educator who also taught at the Art Academy, Merlene Shane. She recently passed away, and
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And I really kind of dove into a investigation into the dark humor that we all feel when we're experiencing grief. So while the work is autobiographical, it's very much about our collective trauma that we all have as a society, considering the sociopolitical climate that we live in and our life stories. So the club is everyone, anyone can be a member. You can be a member.
Yeah.
Kendall, Saab.
Yeah.
Gary is a member.
That's right. Everybody has to be a member,
yes,
I guess, at some
right.
point. So Kendall, you know, Sarah just referenced dark humor that comes into grieving. And my understanding is so much of Gary's teaching style and art was infused with humor. How did that influence you? And was that part of the greater character of the Art Academy when you were a student there?
I would say yes. Gary definitely, you know, if you just looked at his work, it might not be immediately apparent, but there was always a lot of humor in his personality, the way he taught, the way he interacted. And he was always ready to like get silly, you know, in any kind of class. He's known for a little past when we were there, but as students, but he started this shouting choir, and he would have groups of students, alumni, and they would perform and they would just shout these poems, and it's like this disruptive kind of silly feeling thing, but then it could be surprisingly moving, or you know, he was always had this kind of like sly ability to be fun but also like serious at the same time somehow. Yeah.
What about the skunk soccer team? Did he start that?
I'm not sure if he started it, but he was definitely a part of that. I will say that I still have from, I'm going to say circa 1997, the anti-cuteness pledge
right.
that we all had to sign, which I think is funny. And also a card that just asks very clearly, what are your beliefs? And that very kind of simplicity in the work. But the anti-cuteness pledge, the schoolgirl car wash.
One time this was after graduating, he'd asked me to, I started working as a designer, and he sometimes would ask me to help him design things for his projects. And he wanted me to design a form that was like an aesthetic violation. And it was like this pad of like tickets that you could give people if he found something like aesthetically something he disagreed with, he could
wow.
like give you this ticket. So yeah, there was definitely a huge sense of play
yeah.
and he really encouraged that.
Saad, one of the reasons I was so interested in having this conversation is because I think that when we can, it's really important to recognize people who nurture the talent and dreams of other people in our community. We can't do that every day, but I love it when we can do that. It sounds like Gary did that, Saad. Is that right?
Yes, he did. And actually, it was his concern all the time. And, through our conversations, he would say, for me, the human should be at the center of what I do. And, the human was not only kind of like a conceptual approach, but was also his involvement with every person on every day with what he did. And he was wonderful because, he had such a wide, open mind. And he will come all the time with so many ideas. I know, he served on the SOS Art Board for many, many years. And every time during our meetings, he will surprise you, will come with wonderful ideas and all the time really focused on the others. It was very rarely focused on him. And sometimes you say, wow, Gary, what is this idea? It's impossible to do. But no, it was not impossible to do because it came from his heart and it was impactful. And we did it many times. He was very also talented himself, and his art touched many people. He was not only a visual artist, but also a literary artist. He wrote many books where he questioned a lot about the philosophy of life, the philosophy of art, what we can really do in this world. And he wrote a lot of poetry. I know, for instance, through SOS Art, through the books that we publish every year, these are books of poems and drawings on peace and justice. In the past several years, Gary was regularly a poet in these books, besides being also a visual artist illustrating poems. So he was a great artist, but also his concern was the human, was, what you can really do with art. That art, and he said, if you don't have any concern for the human, art is not important, therefore, for you. Mm-hmm. Because he felt that art should touch the human and comes from within the person.
I know he also conceived of the Art Academy's Monumental Exhibition. I think we have a caller who wants to talk about that. Hi, Cole. Thank you so much for calling. Did you want to talk about the Monumental shows?
I just wanted to make the comment first off, I think Gary was instrumental in creating that show, and it just seems so in keeping with his character that the Monumental show is about creating very tiny, small works of art and putting up a show for the general public. And they were wonderful because it offered an expression on a very small scale that would bring a lot of delight and camaraderie between all the artists. And, it also served a really good purpose to bring people in, from the public to the shows. And I just felt it was almost a personification of Gary himself, that he took such great interest in small things, and he believed that they were actually important and so much bigger than the scale that they were endowed with. So that, to me, was just a really wonderful aspect of Gary's personality.
Thank you so much. And that was Cole Carruthers, another former a professor at the Art Academy. We appreciate hearing from you. We got an email from Jenny Ustick, an Art Academy alumna and member of the Board of Trustees and professor at UC DAP. Not only did Gary model love, support, patience, and expansive thinking in the classroom, but as we, his students, ascended into our careers, Gary continued to show love, support, and recognition of our accomplishments. What a tremendous person. I want to mention again, Sarah Stoller, Selected Works from the Grief Club, runs August 18th through September 26th in the McClure Gallery, and Gary Gaffney, Everything Else, runs August 22nd through September 26th in the Perlman Gallery at the Art Academy. There's an opening reception on August 29th. I feel like there's so much more to cover, but we're running out of time. Sarah, you've been surrounded by artists your whole life. Your mother was an artist, as you mentioned. Just briefly, have you thought about the impact you want to have on the Art Academy and its students or future artists in the role you have now?
Absolutely. I am honored to come back and hold this legacy. The school opened in 1869. I really do feel like I have been given a small child to care for and nurture. And so to be able to give back all of the love and support that Gary and all of the faculty at the Art Academy provided for me, really my experience at the Art Academy shifted the entire trajectory of my life, made me the human that I am today in many ways, not just as an artist, but in all facets of my life. And so I want to be able to hold that space for the current and future students of the Art Academy for a very long time.
Yeah. Kendall, was the Art Academy that important for you too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And my career path has been all over the place, but it's always been influenced by the core things I learned at school. And Gary was like a huge part of that. Yeah.
Well, I've been talking with Art Academy of Cincinnati Academic Dean and Executive Director of Academic Affairs, Sarah Stoller, SOS Art Founder, Saad Gozen, and artist and Art Academy graduate, Kendall Bruns. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy.
Sure thing. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. Rob Fetters composed our theme music that you're hearing. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening.